Never put your hat on the bed, son. Never put your hat on the bed. Cause if your hat's on the bed, you might wake up dead. So don't you never put your hat on the bed. But if you do, be sure it's upside down, son. If you do, be sure it's upside down. Cause if there's any doubt, it'll keep the luck from running out. So if you do, be sure it's upside down. Never throw a match when it's dry, son. Never throw a match when it's dry. Don't you never throw a match, cause the grass might catch and burn three counties when it's dry. And always keep an edge on your knife, son. Always keep an edge on your knife. Cause a good sharp edge.
And welcome back to Breakthrough Entertainment. Songs Made Scary by Horror Movies, Part 5. And the 2015 Halloween Spooktacular, Part 4. Take that as you will, and we apologize in advance for confusing you. Hey, good stuff there. What's this?
This, of course, is Never Sell the Old 22, son, by the way. Corb Lund singing Always Keep an Edge on Your Knife. Great advice in this song. It's from Backcountry, movie that opened earlier this year, I think in the spring. Starred Missy Peregrine about a bear attack in the woods.
Okay.
Great movie, one of my favorite movies of the year, and this song is used wonderfully in the movie. It's one of those songs that's made scary by a horror movie.
Okay, interesting. Yeah, I haven't seen that. But
you've got to check it out. Missy Peregrine is just, one of these days I'm going to meet her and we're going to fall in love and get married. I will have a veil just like the one I'm wearing today.
Yeah.
And she probably will too. Unless she wants to, I don't know.
You guys will make love.
That's weird. Right. But one of our Meerkat watchers, by the way, is saying creepy song, so thank you very much. And let's say, give Smokey the Bear a break. Don't throw matches. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, see, you got that right with the bear. And they're also saying that they saw Everest, Bridge of Spies, and Steve Jobs. Like them all except for Steve Jobs. Mm-hmm. I will say that out of those three movies, I would say my favorite was Everest.
Okay.
Although Bridge of Spies, I can very well see winning the Oscar. And Steve Jobs, I liked, but I wasn't as fond of it as the others.
Okay.
So you haven't seen those yet, have you?
No, I want to see Steve Jobs, though. I am interested to actually see Seth Rogen in that type of role. I mean, I'm a big Seth Rogen fan, but, it's obviously sort of a new type of thing for him.
Yes, definitely.
Wozniak.
Of course, he's got a Christmas movie coming out soon.
He does, yeah. Joseph Gordon-Levitt as well, right?
Yep, The Night Before.
Yeah.
Yes. And, of course, if anyone has any additional comments about any movies that they've seen, any questions or anything at all, please, if you're on Meerkat, give us send us your comments, give us a mini review.
Absolutely.
And we'll mention it on the air. Or you can give us a call, 602-252-1480. Again, 602-602-252-1480. Or you can go to breakradioshow.com, click on the big F, and that's our Facebook page. Share your comments on there. And you'll want to stay tuned to our Facebook page because we got some great, exciting things coming up throughout the holidays because, Halloween is just the beginning of 3 months of just absolute madness.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? Everything comes together so quickly because, like you said, with Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, exactly. Those two, Hanukkah, all that good stuff.
Gonna lie.
New Year's. Yeah. And then before you know it, it's over. And before then you get spring coming up quickly. And then you already start to get Halloween stuff out again during summer. So
absolutely.
It's like a year-round festivity nowadays, which I don't like because I like the fact when it's special, so that's, I like when stuff comes out early in a way, but I don't try to get too much into it until a month before.
Yeah. Yeah. You know,
so I guess it's still in advance.
I'm with you on the fact that, you want it to be special and all that.
Yeah.
I agree with that, but I'm all for starting Halloween, on October 1st, and then on November 1st, let's start Christmas.
Okay.
And I'm not ignoring Thanksgiving, but I definitely like...
You are ignoring Thanksgiving.
I consider Christmas and Thanksgiving as one. They both have wonderful family get-togethers and turkey and all that.
I love Thanksgiving because, it is fun, like you said, the get-togethers and stuff, but I really like the fact, even though the Christmas season already kind of starts in early November in a way, It's just fun because then you got Black Friday. Even if you don't go out for it, I don't know. Just the whole thing is great. You get all the Christmas movies starting again and stuff like that. So it's good stuff.
And before I mention some of our comments on Meerkat, I do want to mention on our Facebook page that picture of me and Frozen by the Anthem Christmas tree.
Yes.
The Atlas at Anthem Christmas tree. Did you notice I snuck in there the Breakthrough Entertainment's world famous film critic, Joseph J. Erdo?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. We're going to start promoting myself as that now.
Okay.
All right.
Our world famous.
If we say it, it must be so.
Yes.
Right. And my friends, including Jim, call me a world famous film critic. And Bobby.
Meerkat, a lot of the folks.
Yeah.
Well, the late Bobby.
The late Bobby, yes. God rest her soul.
Well, I've actually looked her up on obituary thing.
Oh, you found her obituary?
Yeah.
Was it a cat attack? Did her cats attack her?
They did.
Oh, that's a shame. That's a shame. But Bobby, if you are out there, please let us know you're okay, okay? 602-252-1480. Bobby, if you are alive and kicking, please give us a call. We haven't heard from you. Oh, my gosh. People are, like, shocked on Meerkat, by the way. They think we're serious. And I don't know. We don't know.
She used to call every Saturday.
Yeah.
She was our fan.
It's been, like, 5 weeks, 6 weeks?
Yeah. That would be, you know, we're losing all of our listeners this year. Terrible, terrible thing. By the way, our listeners, our watchers on Meerkat, by the way, you can find us at Breakthrough Entertainment on Meerkat. And Yavak is saying Seth Rogen nailed the Woz in Steve Jobs. Yeah.
Okay. So,
and Junior is saying, I saw The Martian last night. And everyone's commenting it's a great movie. They said their boys enjoyed it.
Good.
Yeah, they loved The Martian.
I'm with them 100% there. Fantastic work. And Matt Damon.
I finally saw The Martian, and I think you and I were talking off the air about it. Mm-hmm. And I will agree that it is a really good movie.
Mm-hmm.
I love the disco music, and now I get the comment that you made on the show that if we would have done a Martian show, I would have brought disco music for the whole show.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
That would have been great. That would have been great.
So good thing you didn't see it at that time yet. No, I can deal with disco music. It's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not 24/7 for Matt Damon.
Right.
Matt Damon.
But I don't think it's, you know, as wonderful as everyone else is saying. You know, I'm sorry.
And you call yourself the world famous.
I am, because I'm very controversial. It won't allow me on Rotten Tomatoes. Hey, everyone on Meerkat, all of our listeners, storm Rotten Tomatoes and tell them that the world famous Joseph J. Erdo needs to be on Rotten Tomatoes.
Well,
let's make a difference.
Yeah.
Okay.
For a Cameron movie. You're kidding me.
And I also saw a few other movies, and maybe we'll wait and mention those when Dave is here, because I think that he mentions having seen those as well.
He's a fan of his motion pictures.
Yes. No, I don't know. Is it?
Who do we have on the line?
Who do we have on the line? It's a surprise. I hope it's not Doris Markovic. She said that she was calling in next week.
Yeah.
She's got next week. She's got a segment going on.
I can't stand Doris.
Either that or people, because I am, people are unhappy the fact that we were making fun of that. Someone does say Rotten Tomatoes sucks. I completely agree. Rotten Tomatoes does suck. And thank you for the Rotten Tomato there, because they do suck. Thank you.
Because they let Joseph Erdo go.
Yes.
Not Joseph, Joseph.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. And of
he
course.
He said we were being narcissistic.
Okay. Well, we've
what
got.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. We've got.
I don't know how he connected our jokes to narcissism, but.
Well, we've got Breakthrough Entertainment every Saturday here on KPHX. If you like us today, you'd love us next week when our Halloween special. But I do want to share with you my review of Bone Tomahawk. Of course, we spoke with Sid Haig, actor Sid Haig, in our last segment, one of the stars of Bone Tomahawk. Great cast in this, right?
Yes.
There are a lot of people in it.
Yeah, Kurt Russell, Richard Jenkins, Patrick Wilson, Matthew Fox. They all play an unlikely team of gunslingers who set out to rescue settlers who have been kidnapped by a group of cannibal savages. Their enemy is more ruthless than anyone could have imagined, though, putting their mission and their survival in serious jeopardy.
Okay. Is this like one of those end-of-your-career type movies for these people?
Why?
It just sounds like a really awful movie.
It sounds like a really odd movie. And, you know, when I first heard of it, a Western horror with cannibals, because, you know, I loved The Green Inferno. Have you seen The Green Inferno yet?
I have not.
Oh, okay. You will eventually, and you'll love it.
Of course I will eventually.
Yes, you will. But Bone Tomahawk is a Western horror movie with a cannibalism tie there and everything. And I was really looking forward to it, and because I love horror movies. I don't necessarily like Western movies unless they're called A Million Ways to Die in the West. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, I was let down because this was more of a Western than a horror movie.
Okay.
If one were setting out to rescue someone who had been kidnapped by a group of cannibalistic savages,
yes,
what would you do? Would you mosey along, or would you hurry it up?
I wouldn't go in general. I'd be too scared.
Yeah. See, you know, you either don't.
I have to make sure Kurt Russell's with me. Right. He looks tough. He kind of looks like he did when he was on Tombstone.
I think I would like it then if it's more Western.
You might like it because there are a lot of great reviews for this movie. I'm definitely in the minority right here. They don't do so in it with any urgency. They're kind of like moseying along. They engage in conversations about how one could read a book in the bathtub while on their way to rescue people who are probably going to end up breakfast, lunch, and dinner by the time they get there.
Okay.
So the pacing was a little bit too slow for me.
Yeah.
And so the a sense of urgency is missing from Bone Tomahawk. I will say that the dialogue is great. That conversation that I said about the how do you read a book in the bathtub, Richard Jenkins delivers like a little bit of a question thing there. That is great.
Okay.
That's a great scene. But it is like when you're looking for horror, it's not quite there. And that's why we're not featuring it as one of our horror movies today.
Yeah.
So the pacing is a real killer. Quickly consuming your patience, I'm giving Bone Tomahawk a slight thumbs down. It's not a huge thumbs down.
Yeah.
Basically because I think I was looking for something else.
Okay.
I was looking for a horror movie. Eric, I think you might like it because it's a Western. I know that Dave likes horror, Western movies, but not horror.
Okay.
So I think that I think he'd really like this as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, the cast, obviously is definitely great. As we mentioned, our interview with Sid Haig, of course. But yeah, with Kurt Russell, Patrick Wilson, Matthew Fox, No One Cares About You.
Come on.
David Arquette. I'm just kidding. Fox is great.
Is it made well?
Michael J. Fox is
great. Yeah, it is made very, very well. The S. Craig Zahler directs it. I think it's his debut feature film.
It is, yeah.
And he does direct it very well. Yeah. Technically a well-made film, but I just found it a little bit slow for my taste.
And you also add, I haven't seen Einhorn in a while, but Sean Young is in this. And, I know she's probably been in some stuff the last few years, but, stuff I haven't really seen, I guess.
Yeah.
But she's good.
Yeah. So, again, great cast, great writing, great technical direction and all that. Mm-hmm. And it's one of those things where it's a matter of taste. And I'm, it's any review is just opinion. So, and...
True that.
Yeah. So if I like something, doesn't necessarily mean you're going to like it. Eric and I.
So what is the point of being a film critic?
Well, because I'm telling you my thoughts about it, and you can disagree, and you can call in, and if you have valid comments that are constructive, then you can call in 602-222-1480.
You mean unlike the last caller?
Yeah. Yeah. You can call in with your constructive criticism, and we can have a nice, healthy debate about it.
Yes.
As Greg and I often do.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you know that half of... a good portion of the show is sort of joking around.
It is, yes.
Some people I guess don't get that. Right. I mean, they don't know. They must not have like the comedy gene in their body.
That
I
don't know. I
really am concerned about Bobby since we haven't heard from her. Right. But we have to have some sort of.
But Bobby's the type when she does pass on. I mean, she'll be cool with it.
Right. Right. Well, yeah. She says she's already got people up there.
Waiting
she's
for her.
Got connections or something like that.
I think a former lover.
On our Halloween special, one of our pre-recorded Halloween things that I was going to play, I think a month ago, I had a Bobby segment where she was from last year, where she was talking about some connections that she had via the Ouija board.
Oh, okay.
Or as Eric likes to call it,
the Ouija board.
There you go.
The Ouija.
Nice.
A will joke.
Nice callback. All right.
Wow.
But. Yeah, so, and of course, there's a lot of other horror movies that came out direct to DVD. We might talk about those next week. I think that would be a great idea to talk about some of those.
Yeah.
Tremors 5, Bloodlines, Exorcism.
Ouija.
Oh, there you go. See, callback. Exorcism of of Molly Hartley. Of course, do you remember The Haunting of Molly Hartley?
I don't.
Okay. And I Spit on Your Grave 3, Vengeance is Mine. Of
Absolutely.
Course, we spoke with the actress there.
Sarah
but if
Butler,
you wanted to see any of those this week, we might mention those next week, Greg.
Yeah. Good time. Watch some horror movies. Even if you're not into the genre, it's Halloween time.
Yeah.
You know, get some good stuff.
And along with Halloween time, of course, next week I'll be going on a Halloween crawl the night before our show. So on October 30th in Old Town Scottsdale. Usually we have our listeners, including Bobby, are interested where I'm going. I'll be dressed in my Halloween outfit that night, and I will come into studio, hopefully with enough sleep. I don't know how much sleep I'm going to get.
Well, do you have Bobby's number? Right?
I do, but I think I do.
She hasn't responded to you?
I haven't texted her. Well, no, I can't text her. That's the problem, and right. I don't like to make phone calls.
Oh, it's a home phone?
Do I have it in here? Let me see. No, I think I might have lost it unless it's on
Well, if you do find it, even though if you don't like to make phone calls, just call.
I will.
And see if it rings, and then when she answers, you know she's alive, hang up.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's true.
Maybe she doesn't like us anymore.
That's a good plan. Maybe she...
I mean, I wouldn't either, but... Still.
I know. Oh, she's probably... Bobby. Turned off her radio.
I think when she met you is when it happened.
I think so. That's pretty much around the time that she left.
Yeah.
But I will, next week is our Halloween special, and I will be sharing information about that in two segments from now. But our next segment, we're going to talk a little bit about the zombie walk. That's where I'll be going a little bit later this afternoon here in downtown Phoenix.
Yes.
There's going to be plenty of brains being eaten there. Ugh. Before we get to that.
Delicious.
We need to hear...
Are we playing music now?
Yeah, let's hear from Mary Schneider.
Oh, geez.
Well, that sounds creepy anyways.
It does. It does. But this is the Mockingbird Yodel.
Is that really what it's called?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I guess it is the Yodel.
From a movie that opened just about a month ago that we didn't review on the show.
My ears are bleeding.
By M. Night Shyamalan. Shyamalama Ding Dong. The Visit.
The Visit.
And in this scene, the grandmother is sitting there going in a rocking chair.
Mm-hmm. That's what she's doing the whole time? Oh, man. Right. You sound like from Austin Powers when they're all laughing at the scary table there. This is Breakthrough Entertainment's Songs Made Scary by Horror Films Part 5. And of course, there you go. You did it long. And of course, also the 2015 Halloween Spooktacular Part 4. We apologize in advance for confusing you, but it's Halloween. Let's have fun. We'll be right back.